We welcome you back to Eagles 360, presented by Santander. Dave Spadaro with our Santander Legend of the Week. And why not? Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, going to your third Super Bowl. Merrill, congratulations. How much fun has this whole thing been?
It's fun. I mean, it really is fun. It's an opportunity to do the biggest game in sports, and I love it. I love the fact that this team, that the Eagles, are in the Super Bowl, and that they have, I think they have a great chance to win this one, which is wonderful for all of these fans who have had their heart in this team and done so much coming bad weather and bad teams and good days. And they've weathered so much over the years that here they have an opportunity to finally make their dream or watch their dream come true.
Merrill, let's go back to Sunday and the tremendous experience at Lincoln Financial Field. 38-7 win over the Minnesota Vikings. What was your thoughts on the game, the fans, your entire experience?
Well, the fans are great. As the game began in that first series, the Vikings moved as if they were going through air. I didn't think there was one play that didn't work, and it looked ridiculously easy. And then some things happened, including a special teams penalty. But then when Patrick Robinson grabbed that interception after the pass rush and the deflection and took it across the field and in for a touchdown, you could hear Lincoln Financial Field shake. I mean, absolutely shake. And I got the feeling right then and there that this was going to be the Eagles' night.
You know, I've talked about this. That play, the way it changed the momentum of the game.
Oh, it did.
Tremendous change. I can't remember a lot of plays, Merrill, that I've seen in Eagles games where one play completely changed things.
Yeah, but that is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
That was such a huge play. But then from there on in, it was masterful. I mean, it was almost surgical the way the offense moved downfield. The brilliance of Nick Foles putting together a game for the ages. The defense suffocating the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, do you realize in two straight games, well, in the Atlanta game, after the they never scored again.
Right,
the Falcons
right.
never scored in the second half. And in the Minnesota game, that 7 points on the first drive was it.
Yeah.
The Vikings were done, and the Eagles' defense dominated.
And now the big question, of course, is, Merrill, can Nick Foles have another game for the ages? Can the defense have another superlative effort in the big stage against Tom Brady and this New England Patriots team? Merrill, your thoughts on early, I know, but your thoughts on this game.
You know, I was on the air with John Ritchie on WIP this morning, and he said, can Nick Foles sustain that kind of performance? And I said, I don't think so, because if you keep sustaining those kind of performances and have quarterback ratings in the 140s, you should also go right to Canton, Ohio. That's not going to happen. But can Nick Foles put in another fine quarterback performance? Can he be a solid quarterback? Can he lead this team? Can he make the third down throws? The answer to all of those questions is absolutely yes. Nick Foles is an excellent deep passer. His confidence has grown. And what impressed me more, and probably more than any games I've ever seen with Nick Foles, was his pocket movement.
Yeah.
The way he climbed the pocket, the way that he instinctively moved to his right, the poise that he displayed. And, of course, Frank Reich pointed out that some of that is the product of excellent protection. And it is. But Nick Foles just had a career game, and he can also perform at a high level, at a level high enough to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Merrill, how have your Super Bowl experiences been in the past? Super Bowl 15, Super Bowl 39, both losses, but obviously a treasured experience in any professional's career.
You know, Dave, I want to tell you something. There is no greater feeling than what we felt the other night or after the Atlanta win.
That you felt so far.
That
right.
I felt so far, right. No. Or the one that the Eagles beating Dallas back on January 11th, 1981. And there was no worse feeling that I ever experienced than the morning after losing the Super Bowl. That next morning, you don't want to get out of bed. Going back to the so-called party after a Super Bowl loss, there is nothing more depressing in all of sports. I mean, this isn't real life in all of sports. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Each time in 1981, the players climbed on that plane to go home, and they said, you know what? You get to a Super Bowl, and you feel what it's like. You have to experience it. Next year, we're going back and we're going to win this thing. Next year came 24 years later.
Right.
Same thing after 2013 was a whole other ball of wax. But the 2004, when they finished that Super Bowl, everybody felt, you know, this team is still good. T.O. is going to be healthy again.
Right.
This team is going back next year. And we're going to win this thing. Now we're talking 13 years later. That's where the 13 came from. But I want to tell you something. When you get in one of these things, you can look at this Eagles team and you say they have a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz. They have some great young players. We haven't seen Sidney Jones explode yet, and he's going to be a premier corner, it would seem. The youth on this team, it's built to go forward for the next decade. But you never know when the stars are all going to align that the right bounce is going to come your way. And a lot of things happen on the way to this big game. They're there. They are at the doorstep of the Lombardi Trophy. Everybody must play this game with an air of desperation, as if it's the last game, the last chance they will ever have. Probably not going to be, but they've got to say, we have got to win this game this year. We're not worried about next year or in 2020. We want to win the Super Bowl this year, and we're going to do everything in our power to do it. And you know what? I, more than any other time before any other Super Bowl, believe that this is going to happen.
Merrill, the Eagles and the Patriots, we know the game. The week of the game, it's not everybody, it's parties and this. There's a lot of work involved. What is your week like before the Super Bowl?
Well, my preparation will be the same. The memorization.
Understood all that. But you're in demand. People want to talk to you.
Yeah, and I've gotten a million demands already. Can I do this interview and that interview? I'll take a few appearances that look interesting, but I've been asked to host a chalk talk with Drew Brees, one with Dak Prescott. So that will be fun, getting to know enemy quarterbacks. But mostly it's going around to the different press conferences. I'll probably attend them all, the media events, but I don't care. I'm not there to go to this party and that party. It's not my week to go out and just go to parties and celebrate. I hope to celebrate after the game on Sunday, February 4th. I hope we all go back to the hotel and have a celebration of a game that we will remember fondly for the rest of our lives.
Wonderful. Merrill Reese, our Santander Legend of the Week. And we, of course, will be hearing him on February 4th as the Eagles and the Patriots play in Super Bowl 52.